Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you on the line. It sounds like we've got quite a crew represented. And if you're just joining us, I want to thank you for taking time on a Saturday morning to join us. And if you're listening to the recording, thank you for making that commitment to your own education and to yourself. And this morning is a little different format than what we regularly do on Saturday AM Live. And yet this is becoming, I think, goodness, Robin, I think, is this our second or third time that we... This is our second one. Okay, so the second, it's not the inaugural, but our second edition of Stump the Doc. And those of you who are new to NECN, we make an attempt to do this because as often as we can, and as often as Dr. Robin can squeeze it into her schedule, the whole goal, the premise of Stump the Doc, and as NECN Wellness Consultants, we're constantly, I mean, I can't think of a week that has gone by where I don't get a question of, what about this? Can we use this on this? And we can do anything we want to with the solutions that NECN's provided. And I think back, if I can share a quick experience that, or epiphany that I have had in the last 3 weeks, is that the summer of 1991, I jumped off of a 75-foot waterfall, a ledge that went into a waterfall in the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area here where we live. It was not one of the brightest moments of my life, one of the stupider things I could have ever done. I hit the water wrong. I didn't break anything. But as a result of that experience, I could not sleep on my back. I could not lay down on my back without elevating my knees, the extra pressure on my lower back. I was 23 years old at the time, 22, just prior to my 23rd birthday. And what brought this home front and center was three and a half weeks ago, a young man from Ohio did that same jump, and unfortunately, he became a fatality, and I don't mean to start the call on such a bummer note, but he died doing the same thing that I did, and the epiphany for me was God gave me a second chance, and because of NECN, and over the years, utilizing these solutions and learning hopefully things that we're going to share today and what Dr. Robin will share, learning how to apply NECN solutions and allow the body to heal itself. We never, ever make any medical claims. I've always liked to share it with people that we have about 100% coincidence rate that you start using these solutions, you start learning more about how the body works, you start adding enough water every single day, half of our body weight in ounces. So take your body weight, cut that in half, and that's how many ounces we should be drinking every day. More if you're aggressively exercising and sweating, you know, or perspiring, to use a proper politically correct term for females. But as a result of what I've learned from calls like this, from asking questions and simply being willing to give it a shot, my body has repaired itself. It's nothing magical. It's just putting the body into the right environment. And the new Nature Rest Sleep System, I give it the credit for literally not having to wear anything on my back. We have a MagFlex in our home. We have several. And yet it's very, very rare that I have to use it. And I'm talking about permanent injury back. So I'm convinced that given enough time, you utilize NECN solutions in the right way, and you're going to see results. Again, giving it enough time and changing the environment, being willing to do that. And so this call today, as I mentioned, we call it Stump the Doc. We have with us Dr. Robin Eckholm Ash, and from Central California. Can I call it Central California where you live?
No, we're really Northern California.
Northern California, I'm sorry. Outside of the Bay Area, right? North of San Francisco?
Yeah, Napa.
Napa, okay. And if you have not, and I will share this again and again, the easiest way to see who Dr. Robin is and to hear a little bit of her credentials, so we don't have to utilize time today, so we can jump into as many questions as possible, is go on YouTube. And Bo Tanis was nice enough to video, it's a short 6-minute video of Dr. Robin, and type in Dr. Robin, like the bird, R-O-B-I-N, Ekholm, E-K-H-O-L-M, Ekholm. Type that in, Dr. Robin Ekholm, in the search on YouTube, and the third video from the top that you'll see that pops up is a great 6-minute overview of her credentials and a challenge. Could I call it a challenge?
Sure.
Yeah. To other people in the medical profession to really, really check this out. I've got two questions, and we'll just kick it off with that. And the way this works, folks, is on your phone. Everybody's muted out right now, and if you want to throw a question out, and I'll repeat this a couple more times, all you need to do is on your phone, on the keypad, hit star, the asterisk in the lower left-hand corner, and then the number 6. Star 6 will demute your line when you're ready to ask a question. And then for the sake of sanity for the rest of the group, because too many phone lines active at the same time creates a lot of static and other stuff, just hit star 6 again, and that'll mute you back out again. But we want to take as many questions as we can. And I've got one that was emailed to me the other day from Jean Rosoff, and she said, a problem that I would love to hear addressed by Dr. Robin is the possibility for rotator cuff pain. A gentleman I spoke with last week has an appointment to discuss surgery for this diagnosis. He watched his demo of the magnetics and wondered about his problem. He loses feelings in his arms at night, and the powers that be aren't quite sure about this. She talks about what she's done, but Dr. Robin, rotator cuff pain.
Yeah. Well, if it's an actual tear, depending upon how much of a tear it is, the main answer may have to be surgery. But a lot of times things get tight because of an injury. I don't know how he did it. And what we need to know in general is that as we increase blood supply to the body part, get nutrition, take away toxins, take away swelling, things tend to get better. And for those of you who've seen the thermographic imaging time-lapse video of what magnetic insoles can do to the feet, you actually see an increase in temperature because of increased blood supply. So we can kind of extrapolate that if we were to apply magnetic technology up into the shoulder, that the same thing possibly could be happening. And probably the best way to deal with the shoulder is going to be power chips in the front and in the back of the shoulder, kind of at the line where if you raise your arm, you can feel the motion, or else a power mag. And power mag would be best. The problem with that is you can't just sit there and hold the thing all the time. So now that we don't have any of the shoulder magnetic technology that we used to have, which worked really well for any kind of shoulder conditions, those are pretty much our main choices. It's worth a try. A lot of times if you can get those muscles to relax, then that process of having the arm go to sleep, because it's usually the first rib that gets misaligned, and then it puts pressure on the nerves that go underneath that first rib. As an osteopathic physician, the other thing that I would do is to see someone who knows how to work on manipulating the extremity. So those would be the two things that I would try for that. And nutrition is always important. When you give the body good nutrition, it can kind of heal itself and see what happens with that. But a lot of times when there's a tear, they have to actually go in and repair the tear. So good luck to that. Next question, Dan.
Well, Dr. Robin, I want to stress something you just said. You talked about both water and nutrition, and when I look back, and I've said this before, and it bears repeating, that you know what I learned from Dr. Jim Buse, the acronym that he came up with, SWAN, sleep, water, air, nutrition. And more often than not, what we've discovered, if we can get people to increase the water and then tweak the nutrition, even if it's just some basic things. But I love the way that Ruth Lowe, introduces people and saying, look, if you want to get well, we've got to start with the water and the nutrients first. And
right. Well, magnetic technology, it's like a battery. Your battery won't work if you don't have any water in the battery. And we know that magnetics don't work without water. So especially when I have chronic conditions, people with long-term issues, I will always start them with water. And sometimes I just start them with water and not any magnetics at all for at least 3 days. My mentor on that was an orthopedic surgeon from Portland, Oregon, and he wouldn't let anybody have any magnetic technology for 2 weeks until they were drinking that half your body weight in ounces a day, plus two glasses for every caffeinated beverage that you have. And if you're trying to lose weight, you need to have a glass of water for every 25 pounds overweight you are, because fat burning does not happen without water. So water, in my mind, is always the very first product that we need to invest in, and our new waterfall is absolutely amazing for that. If you think about what happens when you run and you get a side ache, you get that lactic acid, which is very low pH, and then your body wastes a few minutes, maybe 1 or 2 minutes, and that side ache goes away. It's because we're pulling calcium out of our bones to neutralize that lactic acid. Well, if we have enough of the Neken water with a pH of 8.5 to 9.5 on board, then we can spare the calcium that comes from the bones and have that be what neutralizes. So we know that hydration is really, really important, particularly in athletes. And my sponsor, Herb Rapp, tennis professional, can quote all kinds of statistics about if your body is dehydrated by 1%, you decrease your ability in whatever sport you're doing, something but like 20%. Don't quote me on that. You have to talk to him. But there's a significant ability to perform at your ultimate level when you're well hydrated, and that can be the difference between that 1 or 2 second first place versus second place versus third place. So hydration is really, really, really important, and that's where I always start my chronic people. Somebody who has an acute injury, they sprain their ankle, they have a fall, that type of thing. The water is important, but it's not as critical as the chronic people. And what happens with chronic folks is as we increase circulation and start to move the nutrition around and the oxygen around, and we start to move the waste products out from the cells, but also from the spaces between the cells. And as we do that, people can feel really, really bad. They can really be achy and sore, and it makes them frightened, and then they want to quit doing what they're doing. It's actually a really good sign. And if your mentor hasn't taught you to check with somebody every day when you loan them a sleep system, it's a really good thing to do, because if they get scared, they'll quit. They'll pull it off the bed. They won't use it anymore. They say, oh, well, who wants to use something that makes me worse? But you want to kind of be right with them and support them. So that's a good sign. That means that things are starting to move, and then you back off. And one of the other things that I taught people, if you look in the middle of the catalog, they have a gout ratings of each one of the different magnetic technologies. Now, they're all designed for a specific person specific application. And there's a reason behind that science and that technology that the researchers have had. But the bottom line is that on certain chronic conditions, you want to really kind of go a little bit slow, and so you don't throw the whole kitchen sink at somebody who's got a long-term chronic condition. And if they do come back and have sore achiness and feel bad, then look at what you're using, back off to a lower gauss rating. So, for instance, the insoles are 450 gauss. Our older necklaces were 1,000 gauss. I believe the new one is 750. I haven't looked that up for sure, but somebody mentioned that to me. And so you're gonna, and the power mag's gonna be covering more area, so it's gonna be higher gauss rating. So you wanna just kinda take a look at that. Start with your hydration, start with your lower gauss, or even just the things that have far infrared, maybe a comforter rather than the whole sleep system, and see how they progress, and then continue to add to it, talking to them every day to see how things are, and encouraging them and telling them if there is a change, that's a good sign. Even if it doesn't feel good at first, it will get better.
And, you know, just as a review, that water equation, and I know we've covered this before, but half your body weight in ounces.
Half your body weight in ounces a day, plus 2 glasses for every caffeinated beverage that you have a day, plus 1 for every 25 pounds you're overweight if you're trying to lose weight.
Okay. So it's basically, we should be constantly, and people like you, Robin, and like myself, those of us who tend to talk a lot, as our 14-year-old daughter pointed out to my wife and I a couple weeks ago, she said, you know, our entire family, and she went through all of her cousins and her aunts and uncles and grandma and grandpa and grandpa on the other side, we all like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
If we're in that category. When you're talking, either presenting in front of group or on the phone, an extra quart, which just blows people's minds, but just to keep the throat and the larynx and the voice box and everything lubricated, and the mind alert and fresh, we cannot emphasize the importance of water. Okay, next question. Vince Tesh from Tennessee said, any attempts to reverse, and I'm not going to, I don't know if I can pronounce this correctly, Dupuytren's?
Yeah, Dupuytren's contraction.
Explain what that is, of lateral two fingers on hand. What is
that? They're the tendons on the palm side of the hand start to shorten. I actually have, I don't have any personal experience with that, but I have heard testimonies of people who, so it's called trigger finger is the common name for it. You know, from people holding on to the gun and the trigger, and so the fingers don't straighten out flat, and they tend to kind of get in the way. Usually what they have to do is go in and elongate that tendon. They cut through it, and they elongate that tendon so that the fingers can straighten back out again. I have had people say that the technologies have made a difference in that, and probably what I would use, you could use the Mag Duo. You could put some power patches on the tendon. The tendon tends to be attached right at the base of the finger, that kind of on the other side of the knuckle. So you could put a power patch there, and you could put a power patch wherever the bend is in the finger. You could hang on to a power mag, and I would probably also try the CM cream. Now, for those of you who didn't hear the call 2 weeks ago, I think it was, maybe 3 weeks ago, with Roger Drummer and Dave Balzer on the Nikon corporate call, Dave gave some really great news, which was that our joint formula is not only back to how it used to be when we first got it, which was an outstanding joint formula with glucosamine, MSM, which is anti-inflammatory, and the acetylmaristolate and friends is how I used to say it. But it has another ingredient that was recommended by the Diehl Foundation. The Diehl is the man who originally came up with the acetylmaristolate and friends. It's an interesting story I'll try to share quickly. He had a friend, next door neighbor, who had rheumatoid arthritis, and he was working in the cardiac arena of the NIH. He went to the arthritis part of the NRH. He says, what do you have for arthritis? They said, we really don't have anything. And so he took some rats or mice home at night to try to find out something that would help his neighbor. And he tried to induce arthritis in them, and he could not. And he said, well, what is it about these animals, that this lab animal, that doesn't allow them to get arthritis? And he came up with the fact that they had a fatty acid ester, which is something we used to get in our diet that we don't get anymore. They had more of that than other animals that could get arthritis, and it was acetylmaristolate. And they have the purest form, and that's where we get our acetylmaristolate from. And when Dave went back to them and talked about the fact that everybody was saying the original formula was better than the formula that we had been using, they said that they would put back in the MSM, the glucosamine, and one other component that I have not seen the word written, so I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's supposed to be in the naturopathic realm, complementary medicine that works really well for inflammation. So that one used to give us miracles when we talked about the difference in how joints and hands work. I was actually at your parents' house doing a wellness presentation one time. We had a lady with pretty deforming arthritis that couldn't move her hand. We put some of the CM cream on it, and about 20 minutes later, I asked her if there was a difference between her right hand and her left hand that had the cream. And to her amazement, she was seeing the look on her face, she was able to completely open up her hand. So I would definitely use the CM cream. If you talk to some of the physical therapists that work with Nikan, when they're working on with acute problems and they're trying to do physical therapy and really push people through their exercise routines, et cetera, they'll have them apply the CM cream as often as every 2 hours. And they get really, really great results where they can actually move forward through the series of physical therapy items that they would do faster because they don't have to calm the inflammation and the irritation down on people. And that's whether they're using, you know, the Nikan magnetics or the far infrared or the CM cream, et cetera. So, that's what I would try for Dupuytren's contractures and see what happens with it. It's obviously better if you can start it at the beginning of the problem rather than waiting till it becomes really, really severe. And what people will see if they have it at the beginning is there's kind of an indentation at the base of the finger that has the problem. And it's usually the little finger and the ring finger that have the issue and where that tendon starts to shorten and contract. That's what they call it, Dupuytren's contracture, named after some silly person that, yeah, the bad thing about medicine is somebody always has to have their name associated with something which makes it hard to pronounce and hard to remember. So,
well, that's the prognosis of the gentleman who goes to the doctor because he can't figure out why he's feeling the way he is, and the doctor says, you know, I got some good news and some bad news, and I'll give you the good news first is they're going to name a disease after you.
Yeah.
You know, that's the downside of it. You know, if I can throw in, when utilizing the CM cream, what our family has discovered, and I encourage people to do this, is if it's in a joint area where you can easily get the hand or the foot, the elbow, where underneath warm water, you know, if my back ever does bother me, which is not very often, I will turn the water in the shower up as hot as I can possibly take it. It's not so much to enjoy the benefits of the microjet shower system that we have now. It's to get it as warm as I possibly can. Then as soon as I've dried off, is to rub that CM cream on that area. And same thing with hands and any other area of the body, using a warm rag or a hot rag to let it set there to warm up that area. It absorbs and it penetrates so much faster.
The other thing about that, Vance, is that what I was taught was that the CM cream was basically used for local areas and smaller areas, so like the digits, the toes, the feet, the hands, and as you say, you know, joints that are having an acute problem, and the joint capsules were used systemically. Now, both of them are supposedly stored in the fat cells. Therefore, you can put it on board and then the body will go get it when it needs it. And that the best way we were taught with the original product was to do what we call load the tissue. So if the normal recommended maintenance for a 150-pound person is 2 capsules a day, we may want to start out with, say, 6 capsules a day and do that for a week or two and then start to back down. And while we're doing that, that gets it throughout the whole body. That's what we call the systemic absorption. But if you have a problem that's, you know, more towards the outside of the body, the periphery of the body, like the fingers and the digits, it takes a little bit longer for the systemic form to get to that area. That's where you want to be using the CM cream. And then once you have the joint capsules on board, you may not need as much of the CM cream. So that was kind of the difference between the two of them. The original formula had what we call a very high LD50, meaning that they tried the stuff a bunch of lab rats with as much of it as possible, and they couldn't kill any of them. So it's very, very, very safe. And as I said, it's stored in fat cells, so it will be there when we need it, because it's a fatty acid ester, which is part of a food group that we used to get in our diet. We don't get anymore. Okay, I'm ready for the next question.
And again, it sounds like people are on the line. Star 6 will unmute your line, so go ahead.
Doctor?
Dr. Robin? Go ahead. We got a male voice and a female. I'll start with the male voice. Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Robin, this is David Jones in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you so much for doing a call like this. I think it's awesome.
You're welcome.
Two questions, if I may. What do you think, NECAN-wise, would have the best effect on lupus? And also, scar? Are there any products you could use for a scar tissue?
Okay, well, lupus is, is one of those inflammatory arthritic type of conditions, and so what we just said about the joint, the systemic joint capsules would be where I would certainly start with that. But the other thing that happens with lupus is their lungs get affected, anytime you have magnetics and far infrared, like as in the sleep system, it helps with keeping the lungs functioning well. We were talking last night, I did a presentation down in Alameda, and we were talking about when we used to have the vest. Those of you who are newbies have never seen the vest, but the vest had magnetics across the back, and it was made out of far infrared. And I actually used to use that while I was getting my nebulizers set up for patients who had acute asthma attacks. We'd put them in the vest, and put a flex at the time on their chest. So because it's usually the pulmonary disease that is the problem for lupus folks and inflammation, so I would have them certainly sleeping in a sleep system. They definitely need the water because their connective tissue overgrows, and so they have lots of places to kind of sludge the waste products and the toxins in their body. Too bad we don't have the Long John's van. So the Long John's and the vest were really wonderful. But you can take the new Flex, and it's got holes in it, so you could actually suspend it. Or what people used to do is they used to make pockets like in a T-shirt and slip the MagFlex in there, and you can put one in front and one in back. And that's also another option for people who have asthma or COPD. So any of the respiratory conditions, because what happens is the bronchial tubes are lined by smooth muscle, and when they get irritated, they tend to squeeze down and narrow the tubes, and the side effect of magnetics can be relaxation of those muscles, which helps the people to move the air. They also need to have lots of good nutrition. So always when I say good nutrition, I'm talking about Siaga and Jay Green as a foundation. And now that we have our KVB, the Kenzen Vital Balance, that would be an excellent foundation for good protein for them. They tend to burn up a lot of calories, so you'll see people with lupus, people with Parkinson's get very, very thin because they tend to burn their muscle up because of all the high metabolism that's going on. And let's see. I have to think about, this is a little bit of the stump to doc, I have to think about the progesterol because of an anti-inflammatory going on in it. But, those folks are going to definitely benefit from the whole wellness home. Water, sleep, and air are going to be your mainstay with your foundational nutritional. I would do the joint with them also because it is as of what I just said about arthritis. And then pray for some kind of a cure. Western medicine comes up with a cure for it.
Yeah, and on the flex, let me throw, again, what our family has discovered is because the MagFlex, and when Dr. Robin mentions the new Flex, it's already got, it must have 36 at least holes that are perforated.
Right.
And they're vent holes, for starter. However, they're fantastic. A piece of fishing line, or what I recommend is utilizing, and it'll support the weight of the MagFlex, the power band necklace, and using a key ring or a short piece of, fishing line or, you can be crude and use a keychain or a paper clip, but there are other more, aesthetically appealing things to use. But attaching it on the front, or we have a friend who hangs it over the back because his issues are upper back, and it's fantastic. You barely even notice the extra weight hanging off that. But if I can stress the advantage of having that lay directly on the chest, because it affects and impacts so much in a positive way, asthma and, and again, we're not making any claims. We'll throw that out there right here in the middle of this. We don't make medical claims. We never have. We never will. It's just when we change the environment that the body is in and expose it to, as Roger Drummer has taught us, when we get grounded with the magnetic force of the earth that we don't usually have contact with because we're not all running around bare feet and having direct contact with the soil or walking on a sandy beach or whatever. Increasing that magnetic field in the body will allow the body to function better. More questions. Again,
yeah, we had a lady that was at the same time that you had said was next.
Doctor, this is Rita, and I believe that Roger Drummer, hi, thank you for this call. I believe that Dr. Drummer said Boswellia was the other
one. Yeah, there you go. Yep, that's what it was.
And explain that, Boswellia.
It's the fourth ingredient that they put into the joint. And now you've got the Sumpadox. I haven't looked it up. I don't know anything else about it except that it's a great anti-inflammatory. So, yeah, Boswellia. You know how to spell it, Rita?
I believe it's Boswellia, but I wouldn't take that to the
beginning. Everybody can Google it and figure it out. Let's have the next question. Star 6.
As a reminder, star 6 on your phone line will demute and just keep saying Vance or Robin or something until we acknowledge you.
Hi, this is Robin. This is Barb Satterwhite. Thanks for doing this. Right. I had a consultant call last week who is concerned about the K2 that's in our cow vents. She has 5 stents. She's not on any blood thinners now. I don't understand why she's so concerned about it. What would be your take on K2?
She's not any blood thinners, no Coumadin, no warfarin, then there's no problem with it. It's just that K that we find in green leafy vegetables causes increased clotting. It reverses the blood thinning effect of Coumadin and warfarin. And an aside on that, Barb, is for everybody who doesn't know it, our Kenzen Vital Balance also has spinach, alfalfa, some other leafy greens in it. And so people who are on Coumadin or warfarin need to be working closely with their doctors, getting their INRs adjusted. If they're going to be taking the Kenzen Vital Balance, they need to take the same amount every day. They can't take it one day and not take it another day, because what will happen is they will throw off their INRs and either have their blood get too thin or too thick, and we don't want that to happen. So,
well, I'm glad you say that in Florida, and I'm glad you brought that up. Great.
They need to work with their doc right away from the very first time that they start using the Kenzen Vital Balance in their diet.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and I'm with you too, and I understand. I don't know why she's so concerned if she's not on a blood thinner, but she's so worried about her stent. So, and I would assume the amount of K in that calcium is 120 micrograms, which I don't know what a normal K is. So, but I would assume
that's not much. I think something like was worried about something else, like sauerkraut has 104. It's really not much of anything.
Gotcha.
It won't have anything. Vitamin K and stents don't have anything to do with anything. Stents are just mechanical
usually plastic pieces that go in and hold open the arteries in the chest. She should be fine other than what, you know, she should be on the progesterol. That would be a good addition for her, because if she needs stents, it's most likely because she's got a cholesterol issue. And she should be at her lean, mean fighting machine, so she may need the Kensin Vital Balance in order to get that. And if she's diabetic, that's another reason that people end up getting heart disease. The Kensin Vital Balance, if they stay away from anything except water and the KVB in the morning, will change the brain chemistry and start them to lose their sugar cravings. They do it for like a week or probably two. And so those would be the minimum things that I would add for anybody who had stents not knowing anything else about her.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the two things I mentioned, was the progesterone and Vital Balance. Well, thanks. Just need your reinforcement.
Okay, great.
Hey, thank you.
Vance, go ahead.
I got a question about the progesterone. I was curious. I know that with the cholesterol and the blood sugar, but does it have an anti-inflammatory effect as well? Because I know that's a big part of heart disease.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that off the top of my head. Do you know that answer, Vance? I haven't done a presentation on progesterone like I have on the Kensin Vital Balance. I know that one inside and out, and I don't know about the progesterone. Probably the QRS is going to tell us if there's an anti-inflammatory, let's see, where can they get a hold of the presentation that was done by the developer?
I have that.
That's on YouTube. I think it's on YouTube, is it not?
I want to say that it is, because I've, you know, reviewing all the YouTube, and if you look at the bottom, just again as a reminder, when you log into Nikan, or even before you're logged in with your ID number and your password, if you scroll down to the very, very bottom, there's Nikan sites, there's other sites, and then there's the Nikan microsites. In the other sites, the Nikan YouTube, if you click on that, and I'm going to quickly look down it right now, let's see, I want to see if it's here. There's not as many on it. But
if anybody hasn't seen that, it is absolutely amazing, fabulous. We had her speak at, I don't remember, the Royal Alliance or where it was, but that is, especially if you're talking to healthcare professionals, her talk about research is like truly, truly amazing. And if you want anybody to feel really confident about using the progesterone, they need to see that presentation. I'm almost positive it's on YouTube. Everybody should listen to that. She did a fabulous job. She's really quite an amazing researcher. And in my brain, I know that it's a video and an audio, so it's got to be YouTube, because it's not any place else that we could transfer it around besides that.
Rob, I agree. This is Barb. It was Orlando that she did it, and I have that link, and I'll send it to you, Vance, if you want.
Okay.
That'd be great, Barb.
I'd like to have it. Angelique Edelin in Florida has just told me that it's on the Royal Alliance website.
So, oh, okay.
And tell me again the exact address for Royal Alliance.
TheRoyalAlliance.com, I think.
Yeah, okay, that's what I wanted to confirm that. Royal Alliance, T-H-E, Royal Alliance. .com and just...
Yeah, maybe Barb could send the link too, and then you'd have both of it. You ought to see if you could get her on a call. She'd be amazing.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do look into that, because I've never heard live.
Oh, she's awesome. It's an amazing, amazing clinic. If you ever hear her speak, especially if you have a medical background, you're going to go, wow. That's really, you know, because it's the only thing that I know of that lowers bad cholesterol, LDL, as well as triglycerides, and raises HDL and changes total cholesterol. The statins that we prescribe in Western medicine will affect LDL, HDL, but they don't affect triglycerides. And then we have medication that affect triglycerides, but not LDL and HDL. So this is the only thing that I have ever heard anything about that will do everything in the right way to the different modules of the cholesterol. And, you know, and as we know, it's not really the cholesterol the problem, it's the inflammation that's the problem. The cholesterol is going in trying to soothe the areas of inflammation. So the more antioxidants that we take, for instance, that's one of the reasons that the Siaga is such a great foundational nutritional, is because of all the antioxidants that that we have in that product. So we'll take another question, Vance.
Dr. Robin?
Yep.
Have you had any experience with someone having issues with shaking within about 15 minutes after the Kenzen Vital Balance?
No, I haven't. That's interesting.
What would the possibility of that be from?
Well, I was thinking, you know, people get hypoglycemic. They get low blood sugar, but that shouldn't be happening when they're taking the protein drink. Is that at the very beginning of starting to use the Vital Balance, or is that after using it for days and weeks?
No, I've been using it since it came out, so it's about 5 weeks I've been on that.
Okay, you win the doc prize.
Oh, great. That's what I needed.
I usually get that. No, I have, it's kind of like, okay, neurologically we get tremors, and we get tremors a lot of times if we get low in blood sugar. But if you've been on it for a while, then you should have converted over to immediately supplying the ketone bodies to the brain and the nervous tissue. And are you drinking the Kenzen Vital Balance with any carbohydrates, or just water and the Kenzen Vital Balance?
Just water.
Huh. And
maybe that's not true, because I had for a little bit been adding the greens onto it.
Yeah, that's carbohydrate. That's carbohydrate. But theoretically, if you've been doing it for a number of weeks, theoretically your chemistry is kind of switched over. And it's 15 minutes after you drink it, huh?
Yes.
I have no clue.
I did go and have my...
If I think about it, I'll send it to Vance, but I just have no clue.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you, because that's the exact opposite reaction that I'm very... that we've had with everybody that's gotten on it, and what we feel, what our family, and when I say our family, I'm talking 3-year-old up to, I'm the oldest in the family, 44-year-old. And when I make a shake, because we don't do it every day, we're, all of us are at our ideal weight, and we try to stress the importance of real food, as Roger, Drummer has taught us that, you know, it's nearly impossible to gain weight eating real food. So that's a big part of our family, is getting real food. And we don't do the typical things that a lot of American families do. In a pinch, in a hurry, we'll still figure out how to eat real food. We keep kind of a stockpile of hard-boiled eggs in the refrigerator, because it's just so vital to get, you know, the real food in. But when I make a shake, we try and do it as pure as possible, but the results that we all feel... it's the sustenance, and we've never had that, what was just described.
You know, so Vance, you know, it kind of sounds like you have the idea that you drink the shake to lose weight, but I would say that the side effect of drinking the shake is that one loses weight, that we actually should be drinking the shake as a foundational protein. Now, it's only 125 calories, so there's not a problem with somebody who's at their ideal weight or doesn't want to lose any more weight with adding food to it, and it sounds like you're eating nice healthy things like hard-boiled eggs. But if you think about what normally we have for breakfast, you know, if you're not a person who would eat a lunch and dinner menu for breakfast, then what we have for breakfast is cereal, which is carbohydrate and sugar, doesn't last very long, it's got very poor nutrition, or you know, sausage, bacon, which has got lots and lots of fats in it, and they're not necessarily good fats for us, you know, a bread with syrup, et cetera. So in my brain, for the most part, the things that most Americans eat for breakfast are not very, very healthy. So having the Kenzen Vital Balance as the foundation of breakfast, even if you're going to add, you know, good fruits to it, or you're going to have hard-boiled eggs, you're going to have additional calories, is really a very, very good idea, because it does get those medium-chain triglycerides that we don't get in other forms of what we have for breakfast to the brain. So
yeah.
I would take every day as a foundation and then go ahead and add more food to it if you like.
And that's exactly what, if I can do a quick commercial next week, that's what Pat Terry and Mac McDonald discovered, that once they got to their ideal weight and, you know, a little bit leaner, a little bit thinner, is they still were utilizing it every day for breakfast, but adding other things to it. And Roger addressed this last Saturday. And we've discovered that same thing, even sprinkling it on. If you're real, I'm I love granola, especially real granola that's not loaded with sugar and loaded with a bunch of corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup, just real granola. And it takes a little while to find it. It's not that difficult actually, but sprinkling a little bit of the KVB on it, increases that protein count, and it really makes a wonderful, we've discovered people that don't like to drink their food, they want to chew their food, which is fine, but you can tweak it and modify it, and not to hog the limelight when it comes to the vital balance, because we're definitely not the average family, the typical. We've seen in all three different girls, okay, youngest from Ethiopia, Emily from China, and then McKenna, our biological daughter, three completely different DNAs, and the results of the consistency of no hunger pains, the energy levels, the mental clarity, it's astounding. And then what?
Well, that's really important for, especially for little people, because, you know, that's when they're learning. You think about all their language, you think about, all the things that they learn as they're growing. And particularly little teeny tiny people, their brain is still forming, and so for us to be giving them sugar, we're really doing them a huge disservice. And to be able to give them, the right food that they would have gotten were they, you know, padding on the earth, in their tribes, you know, millions of years ago, so that their brain, grows and develops properly. I think that foundational tens and vital balance for everybody in the morning, no matter what else they decide to do, is really, really, really important. And so it becomes the functional food that's our mainstay. And the other thing is that you can use it for a midday snack. It's a wonderful thing for geriatric folks whose digestive enzymes are mostly gone, or who can't eat large volumes of food. You can add a little bit of water to it and have them take it as a midday and a mid-morning snack, besides the other things that you're offering to them, and have them get some nutrition. If you have somebody who tends to be wasting away, and I commonly talk about people with Parkinson's, Parkinson's folks, because of the tremors that they have all over their body, their muscles are constantly in motion, kind of like running the 10K every day. Well, think about how much nutrition you need to have if you've got muscles that are running a 10K every day. And so what happens to them is they just start to waste away. You'll see, I mean, you never see an overweight Parkinson's patient, and it's their nutrition that's an issue. And because they tend to be older, and we lose half of our digestive enzymes by the age of 50, they should be using our digestive enzymes plus the KVB as kind of their foundation. And then they can certainly make it into a smoothie where it's high concentration with low volume by adding, you can add powdered milk to it, you can add fruit to it, you could add yogurt to it, those types of things, but the Kens and Vital Balance as the foundation of it, and then have them take a small amount 5 or 6 times a day, and they're going to at least get nutrition. If they don't sit down and eat a whole meal, or they just have a couple of bites, at least they've got a very good protein that's really high end and it's easily absorbed. They've got the digestive enzymes that's helping them to break it down. They're getting their probiotics, etc. All the pieces that they put into the KVB would be really important. So for the little people and the old people particularly, I think it's just you gotta have it. You gotta have it in your pantry. Period.
And I'll throw in there, looking right at the latest Sneak In Family Magazine, the summer 2013 issue, is the fact that gentleman, Jeremy Greco from Texas, you know, mentions the fact that the Kensin Vital Balance costs less than I was paying for a combination of food and then other energy pick-me-ups, whether it's a Starbucks or these high-priced energy bars that are out there. And just look at the ingredients. And if we can challenge ourselves, just start reading ingredients.
You know, the rule about ingredients is if you see sugar in the first three ingredients, don't buy it. Don't eat it. You know, just check out the first three ingredients. If it says corn syrup, fructose, sugar of any form in the first three ingredients, just leave it right on the shelf.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's just,
no.
You know, and look at, and again, being the one that is the breakfast kind of, you know, avid breakfast guy in our family, a lot of the sugar cereals, we know that's a given and we don't have them in our house, but oatmeal, a lot of the oatmeal, second or third ingredient, and you're just going, why? It doesn't need to be in there. So not to segue on that, but
yeah.
Dr. Robin, yeah, go ahead, one last question, then we'll wrap it up.
Just I was asking about Parkinson's. This is Barbara from Red Bluff. What else do you recommend for that? That was my question. So this segues very nicely into that.
Well, you know, I mean, Parkinson's folks have tremors all over, and so if you can stabilize them, think about what happens when you do the strength and balance test, is that they're a lot more stable on their feet. The biggest problem for Parkinson's patients is they're afraid they're going to fall. And so they should have the insoles in their shoes and their slippers, so that any time they get up and out of bed, they are in the stabilizing effect of the magnetic insole. And that may mean that they need to have a couple pair because they may forget or they may not want to switch them, etc. So in their day shoes and in their slippers, although slippers aren't necessarily good unless they have some good tread on the bottom. The bracelets, because they have a lot of hand tremor, so they tend to pick up things and drop them, or they tend to spill their liquids that they're trying to drink. And they have head bobs, so I would go to the necklace. They have, you know, a huge metabolic load to the body because of all the waste products that are happening because of those muscles constantly being in motion. So it's really important for them to have their water. And you know, that half their body weight in ounces and then some. Treat them like an athlete. Treat them like somebody who is running that 10K. The protein vital balance that we talked about, the Siaga, the J Greenzymes, the digestive enzymes. Let me think. If they have some, the Flex would probably give their spine some stability. They need to be sleeping in the Nikan sleep system because they're going to tend to get detoxed by having the far infrared. They're going to get energized by the negative ions that are contained in our sleep system. You know, they really need a wellness home. The air system is going to make a difference in the air that they breathe. So there's like, they need a wellness home like the most.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Just see, real quick question. I have someone who gets a virus that turns into a bacterial where their head is stuffed up with congestion and an infection in the sinus. You get the sinus headache that won't go away.
Okay, so they want to use the mask. The sleep mask will make amazing changes in opening up. Anytime you have a sinus infection, if you can get the sinuses to drain, you don't need to be on antibiotics, you're not going to have the face pressure, et cetera. So the mask, they could try, as they lay down, having the power mag running. Certainly they need to be hydrated because, that mucus is really thick. If we're not well hydrated, and, having good hydration is going to help it to be able to drain out of the sinuses. What else? Immunity. The Nikan Immunity gives us the 14 different mushrooms. And I'm going to try to get, I don't know if any of you have heard the very, very old, it used to be a tape, and then I think it was a CD called Immunity, and it's done by the the person who helped develop and maintain the lab in Hawaii that creates our immunity. But he talked about the mushrooms and how he had access to all the Chinese herb medicines and or books rather, and he decided what mushrooms were going to be in the immunity. And they went all over the world to the jungles of Brazil, 14,000 feet in Nepal, where it's the only place in the world that this particular mushroom grows in semi-anaerobic conditions. And he then recreated those conditions in our lab in Hawaii, but without any of the contaminants that happen in the natural world. And that's where our mushroom formula comes from. We have a group that recommend mushrooms. They're oncologists in Northern California, and they looked at the Nikan immunity and said, wow, this has got all the ones that we recommend plus two more. So it's really quite an amazing product, and I would probably have them, as we say, load the tissue again if they're having a problem. Have them take 4 to 6 a day for 4, 5, 6 days, and then back it down. The maintenance is 2 a day. I tend to throw mine in my shake in the morning if I'm not doing the water and vital balance by itself. If I'm having more of a smoothie shake where I add the Lisiaga and the jade green and the omegas and like fruit, and I'll throw my immunity in there also. Because I have allergies, as you can hear.
Have you ever heard of anybody that's allergic to the jade green thymes? I have a friend that cannot take it because she's allergic to it.
Well, barley grass. There can be people who are allergic, to barley grass. Yeah. I mean, different people have, different immune systems that get sensitized to all kinds of different things, so it's certainly a possibility. But I used to be able to eat shrimp, and I break out in hives of shrimp now. So different things that used to not bother us can become a problem. She has to stay away from it, I guess.
Hey, thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you, Justine. And with the immunity, it's a staple for our entire family. Again, Addie, all the way up to me. So 3 years to 44 years. It's so wonderfully user-friendly for anybody and everybody. And
we take it every day.
Yeah, it should be a staple for anybody to, and again, when you're dealing with allergies or you're dealing with reactions to different foods or different things, if we can rebuild the immune system of the body, and if you really want to get, up the effectiveness of it, what I do is I dump it under my tongue, absorb it into the body that way, and it does not taste good at all. I'll warn you in advance, but then dump a little jades on top of it. And it's that whole food nutrition. And talk to any chiropractor, talk to any nutritionist, and they'll say, hey, you want to increase the effectiveness, dump things underneath your tongue and absorb them into your bloodstream that way. And once you get used to it, and I've just, maybe I'm a diehard, I don't know. It's just, it's one of those things that I've discovered. So, hey, thank you, everybody.
Taste buds change, Nick, or Ben.
What's that?
I said, this is Mom. Taste buds change, and don't say it doesn't taste good. I love the taste of it under my tongue. But I only take about a fourth of a teaspoon, if that, at a time, because I don't like it to clump up. I just want it to melt.
You're talking about the
immunity.
No, I'm talking about the jade.
The
jade greenzyme. Oh, no, the jade greenzyme tastes fantastic under the tongue.
Okay, sorry, I missed
it. It's the immunity, and if I'm really coming down with something, if I want to short-circuit it right off, I mean, just cut it off at the pass, complete derailment of anything that I'm dealing with, dump the lactoferrin under your tongue. Now, that will really be bitter. However, the effectiveness and the results are much accelerated when doing that, and you can always...
I don't think you diminish it if you put a little of the jade with it at the same time.
No, and that's what I do. That's what was my next add-on, was dumping the little bit of the jades right on top of it. And again, the most I've ever dumped is a half a teaspoon of the jades under my tongue with either the immunity or the lactoferrin. But every single day, that's how I start my day, and I like it. It doesn't clump up like what Mom just added, a quarter teaspoon up to a half. It won't clump up. You dump more than that, obviously it's going to clump up, but it does. It absorbs nicely, and it's wonderful results. So, Dr. Robin, thank you again.
Welcome.
And thank you for everybody who jumped on the line or texted me or emailed me a question. I really, really appreciate this. I hope this has been valuable. It sounds like that. And I want to encourage you, I will get together with Dr. Robin. We'll get another date lined up. But these are fantastic questions because we're all learning together, and there's no such thing as a stupid question or a isolated question, because these are across the board that a lot of these issues, whether it's Parkinson's or lupus or one thing, they're all related to another, and so we can all apply some of the same advice that Dr. Robin's giving to so many other things. There was one other comment that I just turned.
I have a question. Yes, this is Candy.
Go ahead, Candy.
If we take our jade or any of those things under our tongue, then they're not going through the digestive system, so they're not interfering with the having nothing else before having our KVB. True?
Mm-hmm. You know, you probably are going to swallow some of it. It's not going to all get absorbed under your tongue.
Right, but there's not going to be, I mean, not enough to change the effectiveness of having the straight KVB. Right? So is that
a half dump the doc question. you know, I think you need to be a pure, if you're really, for that first 2 weeks, if you're really after the effect, I think you need to do the, you know, just the KVB and water, or I suppose you could swallow it dry, but I think I'd be a purist on that one.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Vance, this is Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Wanted to make a real quick comment. I've looked for that Ing presentation on the Royal Alliance and finally found that the PowerPoint's really easy to find, but the audio is under the podcast, which actually turns around. It's under training and podcast, and then goes back to Dave Johnson's successful leaders or magnetic leaders presentation on iTunes. So it's not really easy to find if you dig through it on the Royal Alliance, but it is there.
Okay.
Then Barb's link will probably be the best way to get it to everybody.
Yeah. And you're referring, and Barb just sent it to me, so I've got it.
I just sent the link.
Yeah. So if you send me an email, and I'll throw this out there, I will be happy to get to you, and I will take the suggestion. And Robin,
why don't you just send it out like you do your Saturday AM Live? So everybody gets it.
I will simply attach it.
That'll make you simple. It'll
yeah, that makes it real easy. Yeah, please don't email me. Thank you for the suggestion. I'll just include
it. Email him.
I'll include it this next week as a follow up. And what is the doctor's name that you said that did the presentation on the progesterol? The developer of it.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't know her name. Do you guys know that we're just looking things up?
Annie Ng. ENG.
Yeah, that's right. Annie Ng.
ENG. Annie Ng. Mm-hmm. Okay. I will do what I can to see if I can get her to be a guest in the near future. So, as a quick reminder, so we can tie a bow and finish this up, and the rest of us can get into our weekend, because we went a little longer than I had planned, which is fine, totally fine. And if you miss some of the information and some of the texts that I've received from people, this call is recorded. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and give Steve a couple days to get it up, and he will always post them. Again, www.SaturdayAMLive.com, and I cannot reiterate enough, if you missed the conversation with Roger Drummer, I'm just as guilty of that, always want to refer to him as Doctor, because he's so incredibly wise and his vast amount of knowledge. But our conversation last Saturday, absolutely incredible what he had to share. It's worth passing on to people, and you just simply click on the link, and once it starts playing, you can copy and paste that link, put it into an email. We've discovered that the more education that we can encourage people to take in, the faster they're going to see results with anything and everything that Nikan, the solutions that Nikan has to offer. So, again, Dr. Robin Ekholm Ash has been our guest today. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For being
my pleasure.
With us. And everybody, have a great weekend. I do have a couple more announcements if you want to hang out for just a few more minutes. But thank you again. We'll talk real, real soon. Bye-bye, everyone.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.